its pages, Lord God, and we seek to read it out. We pray, Almighty God, that this living and active word would truly speak into our souls here in Shiloh tonight, or those, Lord God, who are listening on Facebook and the podcast. Lord, move tonight and touch lives. May people really grasp something of the truth of what Christmas is all about. Christ Jesus coming into the world to save sinners. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things from out of your word. Amen. Last week I spoke from Revelation 13 on the rise of the Antichrist. What's that got to do with Christmas? I'm going to work it in here somewhere. But last week I spoke from Revelation 13 on the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And God has warned the whole world. He has warned of a time of great tribulation coming upon the earth when, if you dare call it the trinity of wickedness, when Satan the Antichrist and the false prophet will make war on the saints and deceive the rest of mankind to receive the mark of the beast, whatever that might be. And people, we're told, will be easily deceived in those days. I also said that Jesus told John to warn Christians in the Laodicean church that they had forsaken their first love. It's interesting that that didn't create a reaction. In fact, it was to the church of Ephesus that this was said, and not to the Laodiceans. And I intentionally said this to see if anyone would challenge or correct me, but no one did, which only proves how easily you lot are going to be deceived. And so, just to save any hassle, at the end of the service, we'll be doing 666 tattoos on people's right hands or on their foreheads. Anyway, our reading this evening by Nolene and Rocky from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, were about the shepherds out in the fields watching their flock by night, and I was speaking about this morning. And this ends our series, The Return of the Man Who Never Came Back. And our aim, I suppose, through the series was to help us to refocus on the fundamental truth that Jesus, the same baby Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, who grew up and was crucified, died, rose again from the dead, ascended to his Father's right hand in heaven, that this same Jesus is going to return one day for his people. And the whole theme of the return of the man who never came back was that we need to be in a state of readiness for this. When Jesus returns, many people will be taken by surprise because the return of the man who never came back will have suddenly happened. And for those unprepared, it will be too late. Since the ascension, since Jesus went back to heaven 1,985 years ago, the majority of people in every generation to this very night have had either no interest in the return of Jesus, or they simply refuse to believe in it. Sadly, unfortunately, this includes a great number of Christians. For generations, people have heard the message proclaimed, Jesus is coming back, but it didn't happen in their lifetime. People have become complacent about this truth, and yet it has to happen in someone's lifetime. So why not ours? From way back in the Garden of Eden, after Eve and Adam sinned against God and were separated from him, and as a result, all mankind was born in sin and separated from God, from the Garden of Eden, when God first promised his Messiah, the seed born of a woman, would come to crush Satan's head and save his people from their sin, it took approximately from the Garden of Eden until the birth of Jesus, it took approximately 4,000 years before the angel suddenly appeared to the shepherds out in the fields and announced the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. 4,000 years of God being true to his word as history unfolded and his great salvation plan was worked out. And suddenly, one night in a field in Israel, shepherds were confronted by an angel declaring, "He's here. He's finally here. The Savior of the world has arrived." Well, we know tonight that the baby born in Bethlehem was Jesus. And we know that he grew up and fulfilled his father's desire. Jesus lived approximately 33 years before he was crucified and died for the sin of mankind. 33 years of a life lived in perfect obedience to God, and yet ended by cruel crucifixion to pay the price for our sin. Jesus, the one-time babe from Bethlehem, died and rose again from the dead, and after a short time ascended back to heaven. And those who actually witnessed that great event of Jesus being taken up from the Mount of Olives back up into heaven, those who witnessed that event, they also were told by angels, this same Jesus will return in exactly the same way he left. This same Jesus will return in exactly the same way he left. From that point, those who know and love Jesus, those who have known and loved Jesus down through the generations to this very night, those who know and love Jesus have waited in eager expectation on him returning for his people. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the message of the gospel doesn't begin at the birth of the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. And nor does it end with his death, his resurrection, or ascension to heaven. The message of the gospel goes beyond Christmas to the eventual return of Jesus, the King of Kings, for his beloved people. As suddenly as the angels appeared to the shepherds in Israel, as I said this morning, these were a bunch of hoods out looking after their sheep. The shepherds were like the local gypsies. You locked up all your goods when the shepherds were about. They were the ones that were running with the TVs under their arms back up into the hills. Lock up everything the gypsies are about. Well, lock up everything the shepherds are about. And yet it was to these despised people that the angel came and suddenly appeared and told them the Messiah had arrived. And just as suddenly as the angel appeared to the shepherds in Israel to tell them of Jesus, so just as suddenly Jesus is going to return for his people. What if it was tonight? How do I know this? How do I know that Jesus is going to return? How do I know Jesus loves me? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How do I know that Jesus is going to return for his people? Because God says so, and God is always true to his word. So let me ask tonight, Christian, are you focused on the glory to God in the high street? Or are you focused on the return of Jesus? As you celebrate Jesus coming into the world, remember the gospel goes beyond this to the eventual return of Jesus for you, Christian. Keep yourself, therefore, in a state of readiness to meet the Lord when he returns. Live, as Paul said, live soberly, righteously and godly in this present evil age, and you will not be taken by surprise when Jesus comes back. Of course, Christian, you can celebrate Christmas. Like Mary, you can ponder the birth of Jesus in your hearts and give thanks to God for him, because Christ came into the world to save sinners like us. And Christian, we know what it is to have our sins forgiven, but to be in a state of readiness for his return, which could suddenly happen, we need to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this evil age, because God is always true to his word, and Jesus is coming back. Maybe tonight you're here, or you're watching on Facebook, or you're listening to the podcast, and you're not yet a Christian. Well, let me just say to you that if you're not a Christian, then you are not ready for the return of Jesus. And if he should suddenly return, you will have left it too late. The good news is, Christmas reminds us that God loves us so much that he gave the gift of his Son to come here and to pay the price for our sin so that we can be saved. As C.S. Lewis said, the Son of God became a man so that men could become sons of God. God now declares, whoever, that includes you tonight if you're in this hall and you're not a Christian, that includes you tonight if you're on Facebook and you're not a Christian, that includes you tonight if you're listening to our podcast from the website, whoever believes in Jesus, whoever has faith in Jesus, shall be saved. If you want to truly celebrate Christmas, then celebrate God's gift of Jesus and surrender your life to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we can joke and carry on about wise men and wise women, Lord. But you know the wonderful truth is that we celebrate Christ Jesus coming into the world. And your word tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and that's us. And we thank you, Lord, that many of us know that you're true to your word. Because when we have humbled ourselves and come to you through faith in Jesus and asked for forgiveness for our sins, you forgive us. And you cleansed us from all unrighteousness, and you made us your children. Lord, help us, please, as your children, to keep ourselves in a state of readiness, because we don't know when or suddenly Jesus shall return. Help us, Lord, please, even over this Christmas period, to be in a state of expectancy, because we know from your word that he is coming back. Lord, he may come for us as individuals in death, and we know that those who know and love you, that if we die, we are absent from the body and are present with the Lord. And yet if he was to come collectively, Lord God, to call us on in a moment, we would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We would be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall be forever with the Lord. Help us, please, to be in a state of readiness. Lord, thank you for coming into this world. Thank you for dying to pay the price for our sins so that we could be reconciled to God. And thank you for the truth that whoever believes in Jesus shall be saved. We ask, Lord, tonight that those who are not yet Christians would be convicted by the power of your Spirit of the truth that if Jesus was to suddenly return tonight, they need to be ready. Please, Lord, draw them by your love unto yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.